Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. Leaders speak, focusing on human service delivery, the challenges being faced, and innovations being forged in our local communities. Today, state and local governments are under tremendous pressure to do more with less. Nowhere is this more evident than in the delivery of human services. That social safety net bringing to those most in need a leg up, well-being, and ultimately self-sufficiency. As we continue to engage government executives who are changing the way government does business, we explore human service delivery in the city of New York with three key city agency executives. What about New York City's ambitious plan to eliminate homelessness? How are New York City social services agencies managing to do more with less? How is technology making human service delivery more efficient, effective, and citizen-centric? And what can federal agencies learn from these local efforts? Today, our guests, Robert Hess, Commissioner, New York City Department of Homeless Services, Kamal Barwani, former Executive Director, New York City's HHS Connect, and Robert Doerr, Commissioner of the New York City Human Resources Administration, offer their extended reflections on such questions. All across America, small towns and large cities are facing the social realities of homelessness and the steady increase in demand for homeless services. While providing shelter and services to those in need is critical, the national conversation is shifting from managing to ending homelessness, especially chronic homelessness. New York City has embraced such a goal and has begun to reshape and expand its services to prevent homelessness in a more comprehensive and coordinated way than before. From a city that did little more than provide cots and meals to single adults and families, it is now recognized nationally and internationally for providing quality shelter and related services in a humane setting with a client-centered philosophy. Here's Robert Hess, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services, on the mission of his agency and the challenges it faces.
The Department of Homeless Services in New York was created in the early 90s. Before that, we were part of the Human Resources Administration in the city. The mission is to support individuals and families that are experiencing homelessness in our city and to help them move from the experience of homelessness back into the community with whatever supports they may need to support them in the community. We are very, very focused in the Bloomberg administration on the mayor's vision. And with respect to homelessness and the reduction thereof, it's the vision of the mayor that we reduce the number of people sleeping on our streets and we reduce the number of people living in our shelters by 2/3 or more. So we're very clear in our mission and our vision. And everything we do in the department is geared toward not managing homelessness, but ending it. And so we're very focused on those objectives. I think the biggest challenge is to figure out the strategies that we need to actually get to the kinds of reductions we're talking about. So with respect to people living on our streets that are experiencing chronic homelessness, we've had to develop a whole new set of strategies on the street to include much better access to housing directly from the streets and the supportive services that supports people in that housing. With respect to shelters, we've had to develop a whole new set of rental subsidy programs to help people move quickly out of the shelter system and back into the community with the support that they need. And so the strategies are a little bit different based upon the population or where people are starting from. But the biggest challenges are really understanding what it will take to help create the reductions in homelessness that we're trying to achieve.
A typical perception about homelessness is that a homeless person is predominantly male, perhaps mentally ill, and living on the street. Commissioner Hess clarifies some of these misperceptions.
There's no question that the largest majority of people experiencing homelessness we see are women and children, families with children. Second fastest growing group are adult families, or what we call couples. Actually, the smallest group and the group that we're having the most success in eliminating homelessness is single adults that you described. Since we announced, the mayor announced the five-year plan, we've seen a 19% decrease in single adults. And so we feel very, very good about that. We've seen a decrease in the number of individuals, primarily single males, living on our streets. But at the same time, we've seen a little bit of growth in families with children and adult couples, and so they are by far the fastest growing and the majority of people that we see.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg issued a 5-year plan to end chronic homelessness. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to this issue, and Commissioner Hess underscores the importance of finding strategies that work and learning from doing.
The mayor really spent a lot of time engaging leaders across New York in order to bring them together on a very high level and think through the kinds of strategies we need to move from managing homelessness to ending it, and set some very aggressive targets. And in fact, the group came back and developed a plan that would get to 2/3 reductions, both the number of people in the streets and in our shelter system, within 10 years. And the mayor reviewed that plan and said, the plan is great, it's exactly what we should be doing, but I don't have 10 years. Plan went from a 10-year plan to a 5-year plan because the mayor said, we need to make ourselves accountable for this. All the points that were raised kind of accelerated in importance, and the timelines accelerated very quickly, and the strategies are changing by the month. I don't think that there's many of the initial strategies that we have not replaced with new and improved versions of those strategies, or just very new and creative ideas that weren't even thought of by the initial group. Let me give you an example. We had 800 individuals in the shelter system that have been in the shelter system in New York City for between 8 and 20 years. Can you imagine living in a shelter system in any city in this country for the better part of a generation? And yet, many people were. And so once we recognized that, we then went to work in an aggressive way, a 100-day initiative to place all of those individuals into permanent or permanent supportive housing. And we did it. But that particular strategy could not have been foreseen by those developing the plan. It was only digging deep and drilling deep into the data to understand who was in our system that allowed us to identify those populations, develop strategies very quickly, enact those strategies, and then get that job done. The beauty of this kind of technique, however, is that we then learned a lot of things that we can apply to other families that are in our system. We recently created 4 new housing subsidies. We don't have a one-size-fits-all population, and so we've got 4 new strategies. We call them the Advantage New York suite of housing subsidies, but they will allow people to move out of shelter more quickly, move back into the community, get the support that they need to become self-sufficient or move towards self-sufficiency, and we think that's very important. We have added a lot of money to community-based prevention sites, and so we'll be spending, you know, well in excess of another $100 million a year on community-based prevention.
Commissioner Hess recognized that to meet these ambitious reduction targets, he had to devise a new homeless outreach strategy.
One of the first things I did upon arriving in New York was to spend a night a week for the first couple of months on the streets across the 5 boroughs of the city with various outreach teams. And what I concluded is that we had a lot of well-meaning outreach teams doing the best they could with limited resources, without any ability to collect or share data in a meaningful way, without access to the kind of housing resources that they needed to help move people off the streets. And so it was clear to me that we weren't going to get from where we were to our target of reducing people in the streets by 2/3 or more using the strategies that were in place. So I decided to hold a meeting one morning and invite every outreach team to the meeting. The only ticket to admittance to the meeting was you were a line outreach worker. You worked on the streets. No supervisors, no managers, no executive directors, and I just went to see who was going to show up. Turns out 160 outreach workers showed up. And so I said to them, look, our vision's very straightforward. There's 4,200 people living on the streets today. We need to get down below 1,429 people living on the streets. Tell me how to do it. And we spent the next couple of hours listening to outreach workers tell us what worked, what didn't work, and what they would need. Captured it all in flip charts, sent all the outreach teams to lunch, reorganized all of those charts in priority order. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to terminate all your contracts. And we're going to put out a new concept paper and then a new RFP and have organizations apply. And we're going to have one single point of accountability in each borough with a plan. It can be a multidisciplinary plan. You can have as many subcontracts as you want. But we're going to fund a plan that will get us to the target by the specified time in each borough in this city. And as you can imagine, there was a little bit of grumbling to start with. And once we got beyond that, a remarkable thing happened. Providers started talking together and working together to develop these plans to respond to the RFP, and many of these providers had not worked together before. And what came out of it was an amazing competition. And it took the better part of a year, but today in place in this city, on the streets, are very innovative, very cooperative, resource-rich efforts with absolute plans, with absolute targets in every borough, one single point of accountability. And so now we're organized in a way to get the job done. While we went through that process, though, we couldn't lose any time. And so we did two additional things. First thing we did is we began work on a handheld wireless device that every outreach worker can now have that collects and shares data in real time so that nobody had to worry about when the last time somebody was contacted or try to ask questions, you know, of somebody on the street for the 30th time. Can do it once, get that data in and share it. The other thing we did during that year was we looked around the city and we said, we've got encampments in the city that are just a disgrace. What are we going to do about these encampments? We said, well, we want to get all city departments working together that are necessary and outreach teams and go out and end the need for anybody to sleep in these unhealthy encampments. The mayor said, do it. Gave us a year to do it. We did it in 6 months. Every now and then one will spring up and we'll go address it very quickly. But we used that learning and how to kind of end these horrible encampments and house people in those encampments as lessons learned that now inform the new strategies that are occurring on our streets. And so that whole process really informs how we are creating the strategies to move toward our targets.
In the end, an ounce of prevention may be worth a pound of cure. And preventative care is part of the whole strategy, according to Commissioner Hess.
What we did in prevention is we looked across the city and we said, we've got six community districts where a very high percentage of people in our shelter system come from. And so we put what we call home-based or community-based prevention centers in each of those six community districts. And we gave those providers wide range in how they would use the money we gave them to prevent people from having to enter the shelter system and help people stay in their homes stably. And here's what happened. In those six community districts, the percentage of people entering the shelter system went down, while at the same time, the community districts did not have prevention services available to them, sadly went up. And so what do we learn from that? We ought to have prevention all over the city. And so now we're ready to put home-based, community-based prevention in all of those locations across the city so we can support anybody that needs it and try to bring down the number of people entering shelter from across the city. Much better outcome to intervene on the front end and help people stay in their housing.
For Commissioner Hess, technology plays a critical role in advancing the mission of the New York City Department of Homeless Services.
It's an absolute tragedy to me when someone living on the streets dies in view, in public view, because of very cold weather, for example. I've always felt that we could do better than that, and we have to do better than that as a city. And so the handheld devices, in addition to doing the great data collection that we talked about, also now take advantage of GPS. So if you're an outreach worker and you see me sleeping on the streets and it's very cold weather and you check me to make sure I'm okay, I'm not a threat to myself in terms of the weather and what could happen to me, you automatically are pinpointing my location and date and time stamping your contact with me. And that then, by technology, can be transmitted to a command dispatch map and date and time stamped. And so maybe it's green right after you contact me. Maybe our medical professor will say, given the weather outside, we'd have to check on me again within 2 hours to make sure I'm still okay, right? Maybe at an hour and a half, that green dot turns yellow. And a dispatcher knows he needs to get somebody back to me. And maybe if it is 2 hours, it turns red. And we know we got to get somebody back there quickly to make sure that I'm okay. So my point is that utilizing the technology that we're developing, we will save lives on the streets of this city during bad weather conditions and other times as well.
When we return to this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, we'll explore how social services agencies in New York City are doing more with less with Robert Doerr, Commissioner of New York City's Human Resources Administration.